It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, this week you went to Sound of Metal, and the lead actor in this movie is getting a lot of buzz for an Oscar.
Riz Ahmed, nominated for Best Lead Actor Oscar. The first thing I saw him in, Doug, was Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal about 6 years ago. And he definitely earned his Oscar nomination. This film is streaming on Prime right now. And I have now completed, Doug, all 8 Best Picture nominees I have now seen. This was the last one I needed to see. I just hadn't gotten around to it. Like this one. Not a great film. I'm not quite as gaga on it as many people are, but it is a good, solid film, I would say, with a couple limitations, and I'll get to those in a minute. Riz Ahmed plays a heavy metal drummer in a metal band, and he's kind of itinerant. He lives out of his RV with his girlfriend, Lou, who is played by Olivia Cooke, and she is the lead singer in the band. And that's where they live. They are boyfriend and girlfriend, and they live out of the RV. And as most people know, over the last year, because this film has gotten a lot of traction, he has hearing problems. He starts to lose his hearing. We're never quite sure if it's because of the loud music, but we can assume that that's what happened. You know, Pete Townsend has experienced stuff like that as well. So he starts to lose his hearing. He is in a great panic about this. And he seeks solutions. He seeks solutions. I'm not going to tell you what those are, of course. You have to see the movie. We don't want to give away plots. But he tries to find a way out of this, medically and otherwise, to try to fix his hearing. And it becomes a huge, huge problem for him. The choices he makes in the movie to try to fix his hearing are very, very interesting. And we get some wonderful scenes. He does end up at some point in the movie at this institute down in Missouri where deaf children and deaf adults live and work and things like that. And the performance that earned a supporting actor nomination for Paul Racy, he is the actor who plays the guy who kind of runs the institute. And they have some really good scenes. He and Riz Ahmed have some great scenes as they kind of discuss that this is not a disability. And, you know, Riz sees it as something he needs to correct. And Paul Racy is more like, you know, this is not a disability. This is something that we have to accept and work with. And there's kind of that tug and that push and pull that goes on with those scenes. I like those scenes an awfully lot. This is a film, though, that really gets it right in terms of not being sentimental. This is a film that could have easily slipped into kind of those, remember those old-fashioned movies, Doug, about people overcoming a disability or something. And I can just see in the hands of a different director other than Darius Marder, this would have been very sloppy and sentimental, a lot of loud music or swelling of emotional music to make us feel a certain way. And Riz Ahmed plays Ruben, the drummer, in a way that would not have fit this movie. He's a very unsentimental guy. He's very basic. He's a recovering addict. He's got tattoos everywhere. He's just going to try to fix this problem. So I really credit the director for not getting too sentimental. But Ahmed gives a wonderful performance, Doug. It's all in his eyes. He has such expressive eyes. You're just willing to commit and to go along with him on his journey of discovery with this new problem that he has. Is he going to fix it? Is he not going to fix it? And you just go along with that. He has some great scenes. His quiet scenes are excellent as well. But I did feel in the second half of the movie, Doug, it's a film that missed about 2 scenes. Like, I needed a couple more scenes to fill things in. For example, when Ruben learns to sign language, at first he's completely, I don't want to do this. This is nothing I'm interested in. And very quickly, without much of that kind of transition light bulb going off scene, he's suddenly doing sign language very easily with kids and others. And I kind of felt like we were missing a scene there. And I also felt like I wanted a few more scenes with him and the other people at the institute, where the deaf children and adults are. So maybe a couple scenes I felt could have been missing in there. The last shot in the movie, Doug, not going to tell you what it is, but it is a masterwork. It's the kind of shot people will talk about hours, days after watching this movie. So keep an eye out for that as well. Good film, maybe not a great film, but a very, very solid film. And let me point out the sound design. The real star of this movie, along with Riz Ahmed, might be the people in the sound department, because what we see and hear, Doug, is what he is hearing. So oftentimes he'll be in a scene and you'll have this muffled, distorted thing going on, and we hear that as an audience, what he is hearing. or we hear what he thinks he is hearing or not hearing. That's very well done, and the sound department deserves a great deal of credit, and I think the one Oscar the film will win is for best sound.
Yeah, I noticed that it was up for that as well. And you mentioned the deaf experience being sort of provided by the way the film is put together. I understand that there are subtitles, captions throughout the film as a part of basically doing that as well.
Yes. So when he communicates with Paul Racy, the actor who kind of runs this institute down in Missouri, he is able to kind of see what Paul Racy is saying. So Paul Racy may say something and he will be able to read that on a computer because Riz Ahmed's character cannot hear. Without implants or anything like that, he's unable to hear. So we do get a lot of that. That's very well done, very interesting. Let me make one more point, Doug. Paul Racy, in real life, grew up with deaf parents. He is a actor who can hear, but his parents were deaf. So casting him in this role was a stroke of genius. And this guy is a journeyman actor. You know, you and I would not recognize him on the street if he was walking down the streets of Fargo or Los Angeles. But what a masterstroke of casting. He has one really great scene that I think got him the supporting actor nomination, and you'll know that when you see the movie.
Okay, and so Riz Ahmed, I was doing a little reading about this, apparently has a little bit of the method in his acting style. He was apparently actually communicating with the director, Darius Marder, in American Sign Language. So I thought that was intriguing. He was that far into it, so he learned it, ASL, for the show, I mean for the movie. And I understand that this is not necessarily the first version of this story, but it's the one that's going to get a lot of attention, too, because this is based on something that's true.
Yeah, yeah, but it is getting a lot of attention. I'm glad people are seeing it. Most people I know have seen this movie because it's been streaming for quite a while. I would almost call the film, Doug, Children of a Lesser God meets like rock and roll heavy metal movie. It's kind of a strange combination of those two things, and there's really not a ton of heavy metal on stage playing in the movie. It's really more a film about him discovering and trying to regain his hearing loss and trying to cope with that hearing loss.
Well, having been to a few heavy metal concerts, I'm amazed that I still have hearing, to be honest with you. My Oscar trivia question this week, Matt, has to do with another movie, relatively recent, a 21st century movie, that's centered around the relationship between a music instructor, and a drummer. And this instructor actually got Best Supporting Actor. What's the movie?
That is Whiplash, 2014. J.K. Simmons, our friendly insurance commercial pitchman, plays the horrifically awful jazz music teacher. And I remember when I saw that movie at the Fargo Theater, Doug, I walked out with Brittany Goodman and we said, they do not need to vote for supporting actor. Give it to J.K. Simmons, and he won easily that year. Phenomenal performance.
And Miles Teller played the drummer.
He did.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.